The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Avra Lewis from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence and Ebony magazines. The Real Tayana, the singer who nearly burned down the internet in Kanye West's Fade video, is no longer here for the pleasure of others. Tayana Taylor is elevating her career, and the sky is the limit. Maya Angelou once said, you can't use up creativity. Tayana Taylor is putting those words to the test. The multi-finite and entrepreneur not only released her much-adored album, KTSE, after a four-year delay, but the budding mogul has also launched several ventures, including a nail salon, a fitness program, and an all-female production company. While Taylor has always been about business since she hit the scene at 15, her grind really increased after the birth of her daughter, Amon, Talila Schumpert Jr., affectionately known as Junie. Being a mom makes you move differently, think differently, and speak differently, Taylor says. Once I had Junie, I realized I was living for so much more. One way Taylor has wrested control of her career is through her production company, The Aunties. So far, she's overseen the visuals for her own songs, Gonna Love Me and Issues Hold On, as well as directed videos for Little Duval, Monica Macy Gray, and her husband, NBA baller Amon Schumpert. Still, in spite of her immense talent and drive, the 28-year-old has had to take a hammer to people's expectations of what a boss looks like. There have been times when aunties have been on sets where one of my partners will say or do something, and some guys will look at her like she's got five heads, Taylor says. But the singer isn't fazed. She draws on the examples of the powerful women in her life, like her mom and manager, Nikki Taylor. My nana's got five girls, so I've always been around strong women, Taylor says. Being an ambitious boss woman is something Taylor hopes to pass on to her three-year-old Junie. I'm just teaching her early. You are beautiful. You are smart. You are magic, she says. Through her relationship with her husband, Taylor is also modeling the power of commitment. Love is important, she says. But in spite of how cute they are together, Taylor and Schumpert aren't interested in being anybody's relationship goals. I don't want my supporters to feel like we're untouchable, she explains. I don't want y'all to think we're perfect patties, because that's just not real. Taylor and Schumpert do find some enjoyment being a positive example of black love. I think sometimes it takes other couples to see, like, damn, they were able to talk and get through it? That's inspirational. Taylor ultimately wants to inspire other women to be authentically themselves in relationships, in their careers, and in their lives. I just want them to think of me and say, she moved the world. She shook it up, she says. I want to inspire other women to be great, to never compromise their art, and to believe that anything is possible. I know a lot of people say that, but I actually mean it. Resilient Sierra. She's answered to a higher calling ever since she discovered that singing and dancing were as natural to her as breathing and walking. Now Sierra is happily married, mom of two, and her life is a testament of the fact that the prayerful survive. By Regina R. Robertson. Photography by Miss Jordan. Styling by Marielle Bobo. Life holds many lessons, and in between the test, there comes a knowing, a quiet awareness of what's required to move to the next phase, to the next level, the place where the blessings start to flow. Sierra has been there. You know that saying, when we make plans, God laughs? She asks. Well, that's a real thing, and God has been good. In the 3 years and handful of months since her first Essence cover story, so much has changed for the 33-year-old Grammy winner. Back in 2016, when she posed for Us with Future, her son with the Atlanta rapper Future, she was gearing up to say, I do, to the Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson. A year later, the Wilson party of three became four with the arrival of her daughter, Sienna Princess, mother and daughter sharing a middle name. These changes have been good for Sierra. You can see in her smile, sense it from her glow, and even hear it in her infectious hit, Level Up. The video garnered more than 178 million YouTube views and sparked an international dance challenge. Her still unfolding journey is proof that everything ultimate works itself out, if you believe. Perspective and patience have also guided her. The biggest thing for me has been understanding how important patience is, says the military baby from Decatur, Georgia. Who, at 18, first tasted success with her chart-topping debut single, Goodies. Since then, there have been more hits than misses and a messy public split, an ensuing custody battle with Future. My faith has carried me through every challenge and triumph, she reflects. When I was younger and wanted things to happen when I wanted them to happen, I could never have imagined that 15 years later, I'd be having the time of my life. Aside from her family, the joy she's experiencing comes with owning her destiny. In June, she completed a 4-day course at the Harvard Business School. Last February, she launched Beauty Marks Entertainment, which serves as the hub for her recording and creative endeavors. It released her current album, Beauty Marks. As her own personal marks of beauty, there's one on the left side of her chin. Then there are beauty marks she's earned. I gained 60 pounds with my first one and 65 pounds with my second, she says of her pregnancies. My other beauty marks are my stretch marks from having my babies. So, what's the next level for her these days? Sierra laughs at the question, but she's got an answer. I'm trying to keep getting better, make health-conscious decisions, and be the best mom and wife I can be, she says. No matter how much success you have, I believe there's always an opportunity to grow and learn something new. And I'm keeping my sexy up too, duly noted. The next article is entitled Body and Soul, the mental health section of the magazine, Healing in Progress. Michelle Williams spent much of 2018 battling depression and exhaustion, but this year she's taking her power back. By Charlie Penn. Michelle Williams was in the fight of her life, For the singer, 2018 was a roller coaster year that ended with her at her lowest point. After getting engaged in March to her dream guy, a pastor named Chad Johnson, she was on top of the world. Then the depression she'd battled on and off since age 13 crept back in. In that July, she announced on social media that she had sought help from a great team of healthcare professionals. Williams appeared to be on the mend. She even starred with her fiancé in their own reality show, Chad Loves Michelle, on OWN, and signed on to return to Broadway to headline Once on This Island. While her fans thought they were counting the days until she'd say, "I do," unbeknownst to them, the ground beneath Williams had begun to shake again. In December, she announced that her engagement to Johnson was off, and a week later, she was forced to quit the Broadway play per doctor's orders. I did the opening night, and a few days after, I just kind of had a mental breakdown, reveals Williams, who decided to put herself first and get help. You really have to listen to your body, and my body was saying no. Williams has been lying low ever since, and she's determined to use the respite to reset and heal. All right, the next section of articles is for the section of body and soul. Hello from the other side. Two incredibly brave and strong women open up about how they healed both physically and emotionally after tragedy came at them full speed. By Brittany Daniel. Our ancestors survived enslavement, Jim Crow, and just about every other obstacle the world has thrown in their path. Though many of our foremothers, sisters, and friends did not escape unscathed. Black women have continuously followed Oprah Winfrey's advice to turn your wounds into wisdom. We're taking time to reflect on how we can channel our inherent spirit of resilience while actively pursuing a strong mind and body no matter what we might be facing. We can take some inspiration from the black women featured here. All have been forced to confront devastating trials, from the tragic death of loved ones to accidents that almost stole their lives. Yet they not only survived, they also used their journey through pain to help others heal as well. Turn pain into purpose. Hadaya Nicole Green, PhD, Casualties of Cancer. Hadaya Nicole Green's life got off to a rocky start. After her mother passed away when she was a toddler, Green and her older brothers were taken in by their grandparents. Sadly, when she was just 4, her grandparents died as well. That's when her aunt, Ora Lee Smith, and uncle, General Lee Smith, stepped in. They were really old enough to be my grandparents. The St. Louis native says of her beloved aunt and uncle. Fortunately, their community also pitched in. I felt like the child the village raised. The Smiths weren't rich, but they provided a loving and supportive environment for their niece, and she flourished. She played high school sports, held student government leadership positions, and attended Alabama A&M University on a full academic scholarship, graduating with a degree in physics. But soon after Green walked across the stage to pick up her diploma, her aunt delivered devastating news. The day after graduation, my aunt announced that she had cancer and would rather die than experience the side effects of chemotherapy and radiation, she recalls. Green stepped up to take care of her aunt for the last 3 months of her life. But she was dealt another blow when her uncle was diagnosed with cancer shortly after his wife died. Unlike Green's aunt, he opted for chemotherapy, but the outcome was sadly the same. It was awful. Had I seen him walking down the street, I would not have recognized the man who raised me, she says. That broke me down. Watching her uncle deteriorate inspired the physicist to find a better way to treat the disease. I saw firsthand the horrors of cancer and made up my mind that I was going to develop a cancer treatment that didn't have the side effects of chemotherapy and radiation, so that people wouldn't have to opt out of it like my aunt did, she explains. Nor would they be reduced to a shell of their former selves the way her uncle was. After more than a decade of research, Green developed a laser technology that has successfully treated cancer tumors in mice. Now she's attempting to raise $10 million through the Aura Lee Smith Foundation to begin human trials. Doing this in her honor was symbolic to me, she explains, and it was healing for me to keep her memory alive. While losing her aunt and uncle was extremely difficult, Green is thankful that she may be able to help others avoid the same fate. If something shakes you to your core, let it, because it may be God's way of nudging you to life's purpose, she says. I really do believe that these experiences have put me in alignment with my divine assignment. This is my ministry and my mission. Be vulnerable. Melissa Ford, car accident survivor. Melissa Ford had so much going for her, a successful career as a model and a TV personality, a loyal fan base, and a positive outlook on life. But all that changed on June 28, 2018, when her SUV was clipped by an 18-wheeler, and her car went careening down a California highway. Though she doesn't remember much about the accident, the physical effects and the emotional trauma of the crash are still with her today. It comes back in dreams. The sound of metal scraping on the pavement, which is one of the most horrible sounds in the world, she says. Ford fractured her skull, suffering a massive concussion, bleeding on her brain, and a traumatic brain injury. I had to walk with a walker for about a month, she recalls. I could not right myself or stand on my own. Lying down felt like I was being submerged in water. It was this weird sensation of almost dry drowning, which is an awful feeling. Though she's lucky to be alive, her recovery has been difficult. It came with a debilitating new challenge, severe depression. It was the most frightening experience of my entire life, because I truly could not see tomorrow, Ford admits. I actively thought about suicide. When the aid of a physical therapist and a psychologist and the support of friends like radio and TV host Claudia Jordan, who started an online fundraiser to help cover Ford's massive medical bills, Ford has been able to piece her life back together. For me, recovery is just getting back into the gym, developing overall strength, improving upon flexibility, she says. I also have to do cognitive therapy and memory exercises because my memory is just terrible. At 42, Ford didn't believe in sharing every single moment of her life on social media. But when she opened up about her struggles with depression and her journey back to health, it was only to help her heal. I've spent the better part of my life hiding when I was in pain, Ford says. I had this mantra that I used to repeat to myself ever since I was young. Never let them see you shook. Never. That did not work anymore. I was up against something I wasn't prepared for. She soon discovered that being so transparent about her vulnerabilities was helping others deal with their own challenges. The outpouring of support from total strangers and Instagram friends and just everybody was amazing, she says. I'm so grateful for it. It made me realize that I need to be a lot more vocal about what I'm going through because so many people are suffering in silence, as I chose to do so for so long. Now I try to be more open. Turns out that's letting people see her fears has become a powerful part of her healing. The next section is from Body and Soul called Confessions. Make it hot. Hey sis, are you still living your best life? Women in their 20s, 30s, and 40s reveal their hottest experiences to inspire your next romp between the sheets by Sharon Boone. When do women hit their sexual peak? The internet and random dudes on Twitter will tell you it's somewhere between the late 20s and 45. Funny how the number changes depending on what they're trying to sell you or who's trying to slide into your DMs. But what if there was no such thing as a sexual sell-by date? What if you could have and enjoy a fulfilling sex life whenever you chose? Forget about peaks. Lovemaking can be exciting in your 20s, 30s, 40s, and beyond. In fact, as your body changes and ages, your erotic experiences may get deeper, more experimental, calmer, acrobatic, sweeter, whatever and however you like it, without shame or apology, as long as you remember that you alone have ownership over your own sexual destiny. To motivate you to embrace your most sizzling summer yet, we ask readers of different ages to spill the tea on how they like to get down. Anything goes. My husband and I have a very communicative sex life and frequently discuss things that we like, don't like, and are open to trying. We have sex at least once a week, but multiple types of contact may span that one day: penetration, oral sex, or partner masturbation. We often incorporate toys into our sex life, and I orgasm every time. As a female boudoir photographer, I am able to keep it spicy and get it popping with sexy photos that I send to my husband. It allows me to get creative with different looks, makeup, wigs, lingerie, and so on. JM29. Keep it casual. I'm a single mom in and out of the dating scene, which leaves so much to be desired and makes me wonder, do I really want to be in a relationship? My solution is to have a booty call on reserve that I can trust. Typically, I'll stop by my local bar where my go-to guy drops in once or twice a week for drinks. If he's there, I know how the rest of my night will play out. We greet each other, then continue to mingle with our respective parties. Exchanging glances and sending drinks to each other build the anticipation of what's to come. I usually leave first to minimize suspicion, since we're both regulars. I put on something super lacy or just a silk robe. He shows up at my door and we get down to it. I'm the aggressor. I love the energy. I can be on top or bottom. He's just the right size and knows how to leave me wanting more. Slight hair pulling and dirty talking take place, and we do one or two rounds. The best part, no commitment or unrealistic expectations. JH38. Shorty, swing my way. At age 30, I told myself that I was going to do all the things I wanted to do in life, including having great sex and fun sexual experiences. I always had an interest in the BDSM / kink, but allowed ignorance, judgment, and the idea of it's not being a black thing to limit my desire to explore. One day, my partner sent me a link to a swingers club, and without much deliberation, we agreed to go. During the ride there, we set two rules: have fun and stay together. I thought it was important not to wait for the experience to happen. I finished my drink and led my partner to a bed. Although my partner was caught off guard, he was completely turned on. He asked me if I was sure as I started undressing in front of a crowd, and I kissed him to assure him I was. We spent the next few hours enjoying a sexual freedom that had not previously existed between us. That experience allowed me to honor myself in a sex-positive way. I did not judge myself. It taught me that I was permitted to enjoy sex and orgasms how I wanted. KD33. Scream on. Before I had my son, sex with my husband was very vocal. I'm talking moaning, screaming, shouting, like something out of a dirty movie, but with love. Now that our son is old enough to start asking a lot of awkward questions about all the noise, I've had to tone things down. But every so often, I have to let myself go. We head to the bathroom, my favorite private place in the house, and turn the faucets on full blast to make any noise. As it turns out, the feel of warm water running down my hands has become a real turn-on. IR43. Pain outside the lines. A few years ago, I dated an artist. He treated my body and our sex like art. He took his time. He consciously and deliberately decided which part of my body to bite or caress next. He built anticipation. He was calculated. He was artistic. And now I only want to have sex that feels like art. Anything less feels like trying to hang a connect the dots picture on walls of the Met. MS 39. How sex changes as we age. While it's true that women can and do enjoy full sex lives at every age, our physical response to lovemaking and requirements for pleasure evolve. Black women's bodies and libidos change as we age due to a variety of biological, physiological, and social factors that come into play in our lives. We have run out of time for today's episode of Ebony. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Aver Lewis and I'm reading for the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as Triangle Radio Reading Service. If you have any questions, please call 919-832-5138. 919-832-5138.